This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Do you think the Biden administration or Dr. Fauci would tell you of the adverse side effects of the Wu flu vaccines? Do you think they would honestly admit it and say, you know what, this is the number of people who can die from the shot. This is the number of people who can get skin rashes that we don't know what to do about. This is the number of people that get palsy. This is the number of people that get blood clots, etc. Do you think they'd give you that? Do you think they would give you real statistics on the likelihood of you getting the shot and dying from the shot versus what's really happening if you don't get the shot? Do you think they're going to give you statistics on if you get the shot, are you still likely to catch Wu flu anyway? And so on and so forth. Do you understand how vaccines work? Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's like a snake bite. You know how they make snake bite anti-venom? They make it from the venom of the snake. So in other words, in order to make an antivirus for the virus, they must inject you with part of the virus. And that is why some of the people get the Wu flu, because their immune system is like receptive to the suitcase that virus is carrying. So even a little bit of it gives, it's like smallpox and chickenpox. You get a lighter version of it, so to speak. So don't feel like it's strange that people get the Wu flu when they get the shot. The thing they won't tell you is when they get the Wu flu and when they get the shot, they die. They don't really want to tell you that, you know, we are giving you a bit of the Wu flu when we give you this. Because they don't want you scared, but they want you paranoid enough to get the shot. But they don't want to tell you about the shot and its side effects. If this vaccine killed 99% of the lab rats who've taken it so far, and I'm talking about the people who've gotten the shot, because that's what you are, you're lab rats. This thing has not been tested enough. And from what I heard from this one doctor, she says it killed every rat that they shot it with. Dr. Fauci would still tout the 1% survival rate as evidence of the science of the effectiveness of the vaccine. I do realize that 99% of the people are dying of the Wu flu, of COVID-19 and the things. But you must understand that there are variants that have occurred, but the 1%, we must focus on the 1%. See, because the 1% are important here. That's what he's going to tell you. They're very important because these are the people that have gotten it and they survived. Because, see, they're part of the 1%. Everybody's focused on the 99%. But the science shows, the science has proven that the 1% are surviving. And he would spin it in such a way that people, oh my gosh, he's amazing. Listen to him. Can we give him another award for millions of dollars? Could we pay him more money than the president, please? Oh, he already makes more money than the president. Oh, okay. Well, we have a stupid president, so we can forgive that for now. So what, you experience palsy, blood clots, violent skin rashes, or outright death? Leftists underplay these vaccines because they want you to get them. I have seen so many commercials. The guy from the commercial, Sam Adams, your cousin from Boston. He's like, oh, you give me this shot? Yeah. And then he faints and passes out. And the lady goes, no, I didn't give it to you. You passed out. Then he leaves out and he goes to a group of people. It's no big deal. Go get the shot. They're using dudes from beer commercials to convince the blue collar Boston guys to go get the shot. Go get the poke. I'd rather get named bend over and have my roommate in prison be a 6'8", you know, 300-pound dude as a former kickboxer than to get poked with that shot. Do you get what I'm saying, people? That's a poke that I'm telling you I don't want, because I don't want either one of those. But it gets worse. LifeSite News is documenting new things that are happening with this stupid disease. On top of palsy, on top of blood clots, on top of violent skin reactions, and a host of... Let me tell you what I had. I had a resonance, a buzz inside of my body that was so irritating, and I couldn't catch my equilibrium. This is after I got the Wu flu. Forget the shot. And I'm still dealing with stuff. And you want me to get a shot over this man-made Chinese biological weapon that they unleashed on the world? Sorry. The Chinese have done all they're going to do to this black man. I'm not taking anything else. I got rid of everything made in China in my house. That's not true. But I wish I could. But here's what the new thing is. Nearly 20,000 eye disorders have been reported to Vigibase, a database for the WHO maintained by Uppsala Monitoring Center, UMC, in Uppsala, Sweden. And here's what it includes. Eye pain. These are in order. These are in order of how many of those 20,000 eye disorders have been reported once they get the shot. Eye pain. Let me ask you, have you ever had a pain in the eye? I know you've had a pain in the butt, because we got one sitting in the Oval Office right now illegally. But have you ever had eye pain? It's a horrible thing because you can't really scratch it. You know what I mean? And it's inside of your cranium, your head. But the majority of people get eye pain. 4,600 of those 20,000, over 4,600 get eye pain. Over 3,800 get blurred vision. So let's just stop there. You get a shot and it can give you eye pain and blurred vision. Do you want it? On top of palsy, blood clots, violent skin reactions, or the possibility of death. But if you survive death, you might be a blind palsy dude with blood clots and skin rashes. But at least you won't see it. The next thing is photophobia or light intolerance. 1,800 people got that. Visual impairment. Couldn't see. 1,625. Eye swelling. 1,162. Ipia hyperanemia or red eyes. 788. Eye irritation. Itchy eyes. Eye pruritus. Over 1,500. Those are combined. These are the things that are happening. They don't know what this thing is going to do. They don't. They don't know how far it's going to go. They don't know what it's going to do to the body, because this is a virus that was created in a lab that probably has nano circuits in it or whatever. And they can't predict what's going to happen. But they want you to get this shot. You should be afraid. We got a lot to talk about today. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I had a caller disagree with me. I actually love it when I get messages where people disagree with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, welcome. It's to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When I say I love it when you disagree, it's because it means you're thinking. It means you're going, well, I'm just not going to buy what you say, Kevin Jackson. And that's a very good thing. That's what teachers are supposed to do. That's what trainers are supposed to do, is or make you question. Now, here's the thing. If you're stupid and you're questioning, then I don't have any need for you. Like when I would teach martial arts, I'd have some kid come in. He's an orange belt. He'd say, well, my previous instructor said this. And I would be like, you need to shut up. Until you get a black belt, keep your mouth shut. You had an instructor. For whatever reason, you left, or he left you because you're a brat. No, I'm kidding. The point is, empty your cup. And you could say, well, Kevin, you should have emptied your cup because this kid may have taught you something. Yeah. Not really. I know it seems that way, but he's there for instruction. If we both get something out of it, that's okay. But he needs to empty his cup. My cup's always empty. I'm always ready to learn. So don't misunderstand it. But don't bring preconceived ideas. And the best story I can tell you where both people can learn is I had a piano instructor, a jazz piano teacher. I mean, this is when I was an adult. I didn't learn to play piano until I was 37. And anyway, I'd go to his house to take my lesson, and he would give me these really cool jazz riffs, and I'd write them down, and then I'd go practice them. And I'm not even exaggerating this. Every time I'd go back, I'd be playing the riff, and he'd go, whoa, what did you do? What'd you do? And I'd go, I don't know what I did. I just did what you told me. He goes, no. And I would change one note or something, and he would go, oh, that's a really cool sound. And he ended up learning a lot from me. So, yes, the student can teach the teacher, but the teacher has to know what he's learning. I was still missing it. I thought I was playing it the right way. So he would empty his cup in order to say, aha, that's really cool. But I didn't go in there going, well, the last piano teacher I said to do this. Anyway, that's not what's happening here with my friend who wrote me this note. But here's what she says. I listened to the KJ show last night. With all due respect, I disagree with you so much I had to email you. Now, keep in mind, this is a very learned individual, a very, very bright individual whom I respect quite a bit. And this particular person says to me, first of all, communists renamed the free market to capitalism like they renamed hobos and bums to the homeless, unwed mothers to single mothers. Renaming changes things. In corporate America, the people at the top are at the top because they took the most risk. Employees of Coke don't pay the light bills, other energy bills, or any bills. They trade their services. Oh, by the way, she says, renaming changes the emotional response. And she says, they trade their services for a agreed amount of compensation. They can quit and walk away. Your argument wasn't right, in my mind. No disrespect. No disrespect taken. But she missed the point. I assure you, capitalism is communism at its finest, if communism were practiced the right way. People hear, I said this on the show many times, people hear communists and they're, oh, that's a horrible thing. You practice communism all the time. Roads and bridges, that's communist. We agree that we're all for the common good, we're going to put in roads and bridges. We don't have a problem with that. Typically, we agree that we need protection, fire, police, first responders, etc., for the common good. That's communism. We agree that we should set up charitable situations for people in need. That's communism. Communism is when you live together and you decide there is a collective good that occurs from us all being together and we agree to that. And communism is fine if it's balanced with some form of a person getting what they put into something. And that's where communism sort of fails, but where it links to capitalism is this. A person puts in their hard effort. They come up with an idea. They then put the sweat equity. They put their money in it. They get their family, whatever. And they build a company. They're all working together for what? The common good. If they're smart, the people at Coke, in theory, shouldn't be drinking Pepsi. The joke when the McDonald's guy orders a pizza from Pizza Hut or some other, you know, from Domino's, is that he shouldn't be doing that. They should be all working for what? Anybody? Anybody? The common good. Anytime you put common together with something, the ist is the part of we all agree that this is for the greater good. I bet if you work for a company, you feel very good about that company. You want to see your company succeed. That you're part of the greater good, the common. That's what you have in common. That's where communism is. So the whole idea for her is that I'm saying that the people at the top don't deserve it. I'm not saying that at all. In bad communism, the people at the top don't deserve it. They fight to get it. They don't want to see anybody else achieve, blah, blah, blah. I could talk about the bad communism the same way I can talk about bad capitalists. Bad capitalists run companies and say, I don't care what happens at the bottom. I'll just get what I can at the top. I'll give myself everything I deserve no matter what. Even if the company fails, I'm going to get money out. Let me give you an example of bad communism. Enter One. Solyndra. These are companies that took money from the government. They were partnered with the government. They didn't care about employees. They didn't care about the greater good. They took that money and they ran. That's communism. That's bad capitalism. Bad capitalism is exactly communism in its negative sense. But give me a company where somebody says, I'm at the top, but I care about my employees. I care about their families. I want child care there. I want them to have health insurance. I want them to have long-term, short-term disability, blah, 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 FMLA. And I want it to be something that we offer. I don't need the government to tell me. I'll go far and beyond what the government is. I'll give you free Coca-Cola, free sodas, free lunch, etc. That can be good capitalism, a.k.a. communism. Some people would argue that's what Google is, except Google are communists when it comes to dealing with us. So the people in the strata below find out where they are. They don't care. Once you find, I'm the janitor at Google. You think the janitor at Google is mad? He's got stock. It is communism, and there's nothing wrong with it. The problem is we look at definitions and go, ooh, he's a commie. See, that's where we go wrong. We get caught up on convention. I remember when I was a kid, being a communist was like the worst thing you could be. We were so pro-American. We had this idea of what the communists represented, and it was anti-Russian and all that. And as I grew older, I was thinking, yeah, I never really delved into the definition. It was just, they're a commie. But when you think about what you do for the common good, you should be a proud communist of sorts, not politically speaking, but you do things for the greater good. And there's nobody that can convince me that that's not the case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends, DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. The NAACP and other groups have already filed a lawsuit against the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics without any proof call it an effort to restrict voting access. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The beauty of conservatism is we can agree to disagree. I want to talk about, and I was saying that to my friend who sent me the thing on capitalism versus communism. I know I'm right. I don't mean any disrespect. I know I'm right. And I also know that it took me a while to understand that I can't have a visceral knee-jerk reaction to the word communism. We think of it in political terms and we think of it as China and Russia and all that. But that's how we've been learned to think. Just emotionally. Communism. And I will tell, I'm guilty. Guilty. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I would hear the word communism. Oh, freaking commies. You don't even stop. To go, well, is there anything good about it? There is. There are good things about communism. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. So, anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about these weak-kneed Republicans. We're going to, by the way, do a critical thinking tour. And I'm hoping you guys will put your kids in this. I'm going to teach your kids how to think. See, what I just explained about communism and the idea that we're supposed to just hate it on sight unseen. So Sarah Silverman talked about it the other day when she talked about how bad it is on the left. You get drawn in with these dog whistles, things only people hear. And what's funny, you listen to people talk about racism in America and you shake your head and go, what are you talking about? They're in a fog. They're told America's racist. They don't even stop to think about it. There was a black, I was talking to a black kid the other day. He told me, he says, I grew up, his name is Dijon, like the mustard. He says, I grew up, Kevin, just sort of not liking white people. I was supposed to not like them. I couldn't figure it out. I'm going to have this kid on my program. He's 29 years old. He's not a kid, but I'll have him tell the story. It was really eye-opening. Anyway, I want to go back to these weak-kneed Republicans. Number one, they don't teach people how to think. And number two, they don't react. The Democrats, I will give them credit. They're sissy fighters, but they're good at being sissy fighters. See, they don't come at you full frontal. They come at you sneaky. They're like mafia. They're going to invite you over for, you know, some linguine and put a, you know, an ice pick in the back of your head. Yeah, you're not going to get to eat. They're going to come at you soft. But they're ruthless. And they're ruthless in their pursuit of money and power. Here's what I'm talking about. Liz Cheney. Lisa Murkowski. Susan Collins. Mitt Romney. Ben Sasse. I can name others. These are rhino Republicans that should not be on any committees. Maybe I should even throw McConnell in there, too. But these are rhinos that should never see the light of day. They should be purged from the party. And they give them a voice. Now you're saying, Kevin, you sound rather unforgiving in that. I'm not trying to be a leftist and say, you know, we don't want to hear them out. They are not of our party. These are people that... Let me tell you, what evidence could Romney give you that President Trump was colluding with Russians or he... Didn't he vote for impeachment? What evidence did he have? Is that a pragmatist? Is that somebody that you go, yeah, I would put my faith in what he says? Of course not. If you vote to impeach President Trump, you can't pass any litmus test. This is true of Democrats. This is why I tell you, time to pick a fight. Let me give you an example of what's going to happen with PolitiChatter. So I am the first social media person who's in the echelon of social media is a black man who is has a representative stake in a social media platform. So I would ask Zuckerberg and those guys, why haven't they done it? Now you go, oh, well, they've got an Indian guy. Look, don't even talk to me about Indians and Google. I'm talking about black folks. It was me and the president of Oracle, John. Is he still there? I think he's gone. I'm the first guy in high tech and social media, and I have the pedigree for it. Ran my own site for a while, etc. I'm the first one appointed as a president of one of these organizations. I'm going to go fight them on that. I'm going to say, Zuckerberg, why don't you step aside and let somebody black take over? And, oh, by the way, why are you placating black people with this Patricia Khan colors suppressing that story? You think you're helping black folks? I found it a very racist move. I'm going to call them out. That's why we're going to get earned media and people are going to go, finally, a site that is dealing in the truth. Why are we afraid of going out and picking a fight? I was talking to another guy, first generation Chinese guy. His name is Richard. He says to me, Kevin, I want to start this site. It's Drudge-like, blah, blah, blah. I said, Richard, why would you do that? That's a repeat. I said, let me tell you what our problem is in media. We wake up every morning. We run over to the Huffington Post or some lefty this, CNN or whatever. And then we start responding to what these clowns have written. I said, show me where. We generate our own news. You want to know the only news generator of the right, besides myself, and I'm too little, Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't react. Right now, you want to know what Donald Trump says? He tweeted out, I want Elise Stefanik to replace Liz Cheney. And you know what the media is going to do? They're going to run over to it. That is a powerful thing. Trump gets it. Don't go chase their media. Make your own. When I call out Zuckerberg, I'm not responding to some thing about Zuckerberg is picking on black people. I'm just going to pick a fight with Zuckerberg. I'm going to pick a fight with Jack Dorsey. I'm going to pick a fight with the leftist establishment and ask them, really? You think you're so high and mighty, so, you know, ooh, look at us. Look at all the things that we do. I'm going to pick fights and have them respond.
Well, there are allegations on the right by Kevin Jackson, the president of PolitiChatter, that, you know, the white is racist and the Democrats are racist and leftists are doing this to placate black people and infantilize them and blah, blah, blah. You're exactly right.
They need to be picking up our stories, not the other way around. So Trump said in a statement, he called Cheney a warmonger with virtually no support left in the great state of Wyoming. And he's right. He's right. Anyway, he supports Elise Stefanik, and that girl is a fireball, man. I love her. Yep. He endorsed the Stefanik. Anyway, here's what he says. Liz Cheney is a warmongering fool who has no business in Republican Party leadership. We want leaders who believe in the Make America Great Again movement and prioritize the values of America first. Elise Stefanik is a far superior choice. She has my complete and total endorsement for GOP conference chair. Elise is a tough, smart communicator. By the way, Richard, my Chinese immigrant friend, you know what he said to me? He says, Kevin, the women in the GOP politics have a bigger pair than any of the men. And he's 100% right. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lee Stefanik, there are others. They are the ones who are setting the way. It was Michelle Bachmann years ago. These are the people that say, let's start a caucus on conservatism, etc. It isn't the men. The men are a bunch of they're eunuchs. But here, let me tell you what I like about what Trump did. He said she's a warmonger, she's a fool, a warmongering fool. See, that's the type of language you want. He's not splitting it. Well, Liz Cheney does not represent the values of the GOP any longer. See, that's what McConnell or Kevin McCarthy or somebody would have put out. Trump says, no, I'm not mincing words. She's a warmongering fool who has no business in leadership. And he's putting the word out. If you're like Liz Cheney, you're done. Stefanik, she did her job. She knew that she had the endorsement of the president. I don't know how this inside baseball stuff works. I'm not going to pretend to. But what I do know is she was making calls. She wanted to, because that's what they have to do. They have to get a certain number of people that say, yep, I'm for it. And she got the right folks to do it, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise. You know him because the Democrats tried to kill him at a baseball game. Now, why am I telling you this and why is it important? It's important because Donald Trump is remaking the Republican Party from the outside. He's not the president, right? But he's telling McCarthy, he's telling McConnell, he's telling all of them, I run stuff. You're not going to leave these rhinos in place. We're going to get them. And if you don't get them, I'm going to get them for you. I love it. Man. Anyway, they removed Donald Trump's tweets off Twitter. He didn't put them on there. He made the statement elsewhere, and somebody else, put it on there for him, and Twitter still deleted it. We'll be back to talk more about this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gutless Republicans, that's what we're talking about. They're gutless. I wouldn't let a Republican fight for me out of a wet paper sack, as the saying goes. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Gutless. Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day. He said to me, why don't you run? I was like, don't even try. Don't even get me started. I only fight with warriors. I'm not going up there to be a part of a bunch of pansies. Yeah, but you could change it. You could. Nah, I'm like Donald Trump. I'll change it from the outside. We're changing pop culture with theflickfest.com. We're changing social media with politichatter.com. We're changing it all. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And I'm not kidding. It is. And we're not relying on Trump's social media site or Mike Lindell's or anybody else's. 80 million people voted for Donald Trump, and they can move mountains. $1 a day, if we all invested $1 a day or our time, 80 million people pick 365 different conservative things to do. Education, border wall, tax reform, race relations, whatever. There is nothing we can't conquer or accomplish. And we have to ask ourselves, why does nothing happen? Because we don't do anything collective. That's the sad thing about conservatives. Everybody thinks they have the answer. They're the best at it. Egos get involved, yada, yada, yada. The same thing that makes us great is what absolutely kills us. As my grandmother would say, the same thing that make you laugh will make you cry, baby. Elise Stefanik said this: House Republicans need to be solely focused on taking back the House in 2022, fighting against Pelosi and Biden's radical socialist agenda. Oh, no, this is what Trump said. No, Scalise, sorry. I'll get it right. And Elise Stefanik is strongly committed to doing that. This is why Whip Scalise has pledged to support her as conference chair. That's what Lauren Fine, Scalise's spokesperson, said. A House GOP leadership source said that Cheney's status on conference chair is more than likely, that she would retain it. I'm not sure. Jeremy Adler, who's Cheney's spokesperson, said, "Liz will have more to say in the coming days. This moment is about much more than a House leadership fight." Let me tell you what that means. This now is a brouhaha between establishment Republicans and Donald Trump and the people that support him. And Liz Cheney's going to lose this battle. They're told to expect a no-confidence vote on Cheney as a conference chair, and that vote should have happened yesterday. So we'll see. But those mechanics of it all don't interest me. What interests me is what happens. You know, what's the backdrop of all of this? They said if Cheney is removed, there'd be a separate vote to elect the new conference chair, which Stefanik would be nominated. Others could be nominated as well, but they said two of her potential opponents are Jim Banks out of Indiana and Jackie Walorski out of Indiana. They won't run to succeed Cheney if she's removed. So Stefanik will be a shoe-in. So I love how this battle royale is brewing up. It's long overdue. For the record, people, don't get too upset about it. Like, well, the Republicans are always fighting. The Democrats have bigger fights going on inside of their party. They've covered them up right now, AOC. They're buying their way out. They're giving money to districts. They're taking your tax dollars and putting Band-Aids on bullet holes. But it ain't over. Not by a long shot. McCarthy, this is the Republican version of Pelosi, who supported Cheney in February when there was another vote to remove her as conference chair, has abandoned Cheney as well. Here's what he wrote, what they wrote about. "There's no concern about how she voted on impeachment. That decision has been made. I've heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair to carry the message. We all need to be working as one if we are to win the majority. Remember, majorities are not given, they are earned. And that's about the message going forward, combating Joe Biden. All working together, huh? Okay." They said, "Cheney and Trump have been relatively cool to each other as Trump ran in 2016 as a non-establishment Republican who's different from the GOP of the Bush era, a Bush-Cheney era. But the rift between the two exploded after Trump's," and I love how they put this, "false statements that the 2020 election was stolen and the statements on the January 6th leftist attack on the Capitol. Cheney was one of 10 House Republicans to vote to impeach Trump." By the way, that list should be a hit list of every one of us listening to this program. Again, not because we can't disagree on stuff, but on this issue, there is no wiggle room. You don't vote to impeach a guy with Trump's performance who had done nothing wrong. Anyway, they said she was more vocal than almost any Republican nationwide in aiming to the GOP from Trump, even as most in the House GOP had sought to mend fences with the former president. Adler said, I think this is a spokesperson, she says, this is about whether the Republican Party is going to perpetuate lies about the 2020 election and attempt to whitewash what happened on January 6th. Liz won't do that. She needs to be gone. See, we were cheated. And any Republican who's not willing to stand up and say that should be gone. You don't need Dominion machines to be looked at and all that for any of this. But let's just go back to Maricopa County. Let's say that it is proven beyond a reasonable doubt that they cheated. What's Liz Cheney going to say then? We've already talked about January the 6th. The New York Times said that Trump people took a fire extinguisher and bashed the head in of Officer Sicknick. We know it's a lie. But Cheney still stands with the people who are blatantly lying. Now, this is a person, by the way, who knows politics. See, I could understand it if you were a layman, as I was over a decade ago when I was like, as a comedian guy says, yeah, Mr. Barry Gordy, I'm willing to sign over all my records. Tell me where to sign over here for Motown. See, 10, 11 years ago, I believed in the media. I believed politicians actually wanted to do good for the country. And then, over a period of time, I watched and observed, and I did exactly what I do for everything in my life, and I figured out, you know what? They're liars. They want nothing of the sort. They don't have a care in the world for us. It's all about them. And if Liz Cheney is too stupid to figure out that Trump was cheated and January 6th was something that the left put together, then I don't want her representing me. It isn't that I don't want her hurt. I don't want her shot at a baseball game. I don't want her doxxed. I don't want anything bad to happen to her. I think her life will be fine. But I don't want her representing me. Anyway, this guy goes on to say, the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law, and poisoning our democratic system. That's what Liz Cheney tweeted. Is she representative of you? By the way, if you're of that ilk, I'm okay with you. If you believe that Wu Flu is as dangerous as they say and you're afraid of it, which, by the way, there was a meme that came out that said, if Wu Flu is so dangerous, why are you spending so much time telling me about it? I mean, there's more marketing to tell me how dangerous Wu Flu is, and I seem to be okay. It was a great question, and it was put better than I put it, but think about that. It's so dangerous that every single day they're telling you more and more. It's everywhere. Well, don't you think I'd know? Wouldn't I know from the number? If I said, oh, man, today we lost another neighbor. One of my neighbors, man. There were ambulances all over the place. You know how undangerous the Wu Flu has become? You know what? I literally, this was on the news the other day. Coronavirus, whatever, COVID-19 is rampant in India. It's killing people all over India. Look at the people. And they had all these people all sad and, they're practically dying. It's so non-issue here, they've gone across the world to tell you how bad it is. Because they can't gin up anything here. It isn't bad where you're there's no evidence. You don't go down the street and dodge bodies in the street. Anyway, Cheney needs to be gone. I love this battle, and we're going to win it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.